The maximum amount of momentum, but a considerable degree of risk as well, as they run just inches off that outside retaining wall. We'll cover the action from this end of the racetrack. Now to the other end of the property in Altamont, Illinois. Kurt Becker.
Thank you, Dave. And the back straightaway here at Kansas, connecting turn two to turn three, is 0.4 of a mile, 190 miles per hour on the backstretch today, down to 170 to 175 miles per hour at our feet here in turns three and four. The racetrack is wide. It is raceable. If you've got speed, you will have plenty of places to put it throughout the course of this race. We'll have all of that action covered from our spot atop a billboard on the north end of the racetrack. Now back to Todd Gordon, Alex Hayden, and Mike Bagley.
Right now the field is completing their first of several pace and parade laps before the green flag flies. That provides us an opportunity to take a final sweep of pit road and check with our pit reporter, see what stories perhaps are brewing on the pit lane. We begin first with Steve Post.
Just a little bit ago, you guys mentioned the struggles of Ryan Blaney. The good news for Ryan Blaney, he won last week at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That locks him in to the round of eight that begins in a couple of weeks at Las Vegas. The bad news is yesterday, cut a tire down, stuffed a car into the fence, and they have gone to a backup car. Spent some time with Jonathan Hassler this morning. They were here till 6 o'clock last night. That's a couple hours later. Got the new car put together, the backup car, and then they came in early this morning to get the car inspected. I asked him if there's any concerns. He said, no, these cars bolt together really, really good, and they feel like the setup they have on the car is going to be good. The challenge is the track position, because they will start last in the field. That's a story on Ryan Blaney, who is locked in, but would like to have a nice day here at Kansas as well. From one Penske driver to another team Penske driver, Chris Wilner.
Yeah, Steve, that uphill climb also applies to his teammate Austin Cindric, whose discount tire Ford Mustang will also join Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano at the rear of the field today after contact with the wall in practice led to unapproved adjustments. It's crunch time for Austin, who comes into today 10th in the championship standings, 19 points out of the round of eight. Crew chief Brian Wilson told me this morning, the goal's simple. We just want max points. If we can gain 30 to 40 points, that's a home run for this team that'll have to fight through traffic early in stage one to get those stage points. But it's about leaving here in a better spot when they go to the Roval. And they hope today it's all about long runs. Austin was 7th and 4th on the 15th and 20 lap averages in practice. It'll be interesting to follow the progress of all three Penske Fords today in America's heartland.
And those unapproved adjustments, I talked to an engineer on his team today. That contact with the wall exiting on his qualifying lap, been a rear toe link, been an upper control arm. They had to change both to get the car in preparation for today.
So put three drivers in the playoff category in trouble territory already, and we not even thrown the green flag.
And they're all Team Penske Ford Mustang dark horses. Todd, we talked about it a little bit in your progressive keys to the race on multiple pit stops that is on the horizon in today's race. That being said, for these three Team Penske teams, what can they do to try to get some track position without having to just simply drive up and pass the field?
Oh, I was going to say just drive through the field. I think the other piece that comes into play, you've got to start to be aggressive on the short pit situation. As you look at this first stage, 80 laps, break it in half at 40 is what most teams look at. Maybe you feel like aggressive might be 37 if I'm on one of those boxes. Maybe I'm on pit road at 34 or 35, trying to get an advantage moving forward, hoping later there's a caution in the stage and resets everybody forward.
On the racetrack, the field has just come down the pit lane to check their tachometers. 45 miles an hour, the pit road speed for these NASCAR Cup Series cars. They have checked those tachs and now slide up onto the racetrack and will line up double file behind the safety car as we're about to get the one-to-go signal.
Time now for a Beef-a-Roo stage preview presented by Beef-a-Roo. Race fans, Beef-a-Roo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beef-a-Roo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beef-a-Roo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beef-a-Roo. Todd?
Yeah, as I just talked about with the Team Penske conversation, I feel like this first stage at 80 laps, it's outside the fuel window. With the amount of tire lap time degradation that we see here, I would expect this to be split in half at 40 and 40 if it goes green. The big question mark is, what happens if a caution comes within it? The guys I've talked to on pit road, single digits, we won't come. But if we get past double digits, we're going to have to come and get tires. There's only two extra sets of tires from where this race should play out. cautions are going to cause guys to make different calls.
Could we get into a situation where teams are yearning and jonesing for another set of tires at the end of this race?
I've already heard crew chiefs are yearning and jonesing just so that they could call the race a little more aggressively. But this is one, if it goes green, it's not a problem. It's when we get the errant cautions that fall in the double-digit lap numbers, it's going to make these crew chiefs make decisions.
So as long as we're not on the top of the pit box, we'd be okay with that, Mike.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm good with that. Right now, we've gotten the one-to-go signal. The field is lined up. Two by two behind the safety car, and we are getting set to go here this afternoon of what's going to be, we anticipate, a dandy of a race. There's a lot of unknowns here today, Alex. We're trying to figure out how this is going to play out, but the only way we're going to find out is throw the green flag, and that's going to happen a half a lap from now.
Yeah, the fans are in their seats. They're beginning to rock as the field now makes their way to the back straightaway on an absolutely beautiful day here in late September in Kansas City, Kansas. So we get set for the green flag for the Hollywood Casino 400. As a matter of fact, the overlook, the Turn 2 bar has a big outdoor overlook on the Hollywood Casino, and it is jam-packed over there. We may have gone out there yesterday evening and seen exactly what that view looks like.
We may or may have not. We cannot confirm nor deny. The race weekend got started with the ARCA Menards Series. Butterbean Queen won the Reese's 150. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series raced the Kansas Lottery 300. Brandon Jones of Joe Gibbs Racing picked up the win in that one. Who is going to win the Hollywood Casino 400? We're all about to find out together as the field comes out of turn number four. Pace car is about to hit pit road. And with the start of the Hollywood Casino 400, here is Goldsboro, North Carolina's Alex Hayden.
Chase Briscoe, the pole winner, opts to start the race on the bottom side of the racetrack. His Joe Gibbs Racing teammate, Denny Hamlin, goes topside, bunched up two by two. Green flag goes in the air, and the Hollywood Casino 400 is underway. On the break, through the gearbox, goes Chase Briscoe to turn one.
Gets a little bit of a shove on his way toward turn number one, and that will push him out into the clean air with the lead. The battle on for second. Kyle Larson to the inside on Denny Hamlin. Carson Hocevar looked three wide momentarily.
And Christopher Bell is right there to the inside. He squares up behind the Kyle Larson car, but Chase Briscoe scoots out in front of the field.
Meanwhile, further back, Tyler Reddick is just ripping the outside lane of the racetrack. He'll pick up a handful of spots on lap one. He finds himself three wide on the outside, trying to crack his way into the top ten. Matter of fact, three wide, two rows deep for fourth on back.
Christopher Bell goes to the bottom. Hocevar stuck in the middle. Chase Elliott on the outside. Tyler Reddick looking even higher still. He'll decide better of it off turn two.
Tyler Reddick will square back up in the line next to the safer barrier in the seventh position. He will once again go high in the banking over to turn four.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Michael McDowell do synchronized stop and go penalties after pre-race technical inspection problems. They'll get their way back out on the racetrack. They will lose the opening lap, however.
Leaders go surging back as they exit pit road and the battle's on for the lead. Here comes Denny Hamlin tucking his car to the inside of Chase Briscoe. Not enough off turn number two this time.
Briscoe comes strong onto the back straightaway here at Kansas. Opens back up by a couple of car lengths. He goes to the top side of the banking, and Hamlin works the middle lane.
Denny Hamlin looking down to the inside. He's faded about two car lengths behind Briscoe in this battle for the lead. So as they come to complete lap number three, it's Briscoe, Hamlin, Larson, Elliott, Reddick, the top five.
Tyler Reddick has been the man to watch here in the early going as he has surged forward at the drop of the green flag. He's about three, maybe four car lengths off the back bumper of Chase Elliott in two.
Denny Buck Carson, Hocevar right behind in the sixth position, followed by Christopher Bell. Ross Chastain further back, but up front, the battle for the lead tightens up.
It does, because Denny Hamlin will drop to the bottom side of turn number four. Show the inside of his red, white, and black Toyota into the rearview mirror of Chase Briscoe. Briscoe undaunted at the front of the field.
Briscoe running high on the racetrack, forcing Denny Hamlin to look to the inside. That high line for Briscoe allows him to carry big-time momentum off the corner.
As a result, Hamlin will have to settle for second, at least for now. Here they come back into turn number three. Once again, Hamlin starts to shift a lane down toward the inside.
It is a beautiful sight here at Kansas Speedway. There's four lanes of available racetrack, and right now every one is being used throughout the entire field. Up front, both Briscoe and Hamlin dart to the apron on the front straightaway. Battle for the lead in turn one.
Hamlin looked to the inside. Chase Briscoe moved all the way down almost to the infield grass to shut off that line. He'll maintain the lead, and Kyle Larson is closing in third.
Here comes Larson now, tries to move up even closer as they come back into the third turn. He works the middle lanes. To the high side is Hamlin, the leader, Briscoe.
With Kyle Larson just looking on there, the number three position, a couple of Toyota Camry XSEs at the front of the field. Lap number six goes on the board. The battle for the leads in turn one.
Denny Hamlin this time takes a peek to the outside into turn one, throws the feint to the high line, now goes back to work on the bottom of the racetrack, but again, it's not enough to overhaul Chase Briscoe.
Denny Hamlin will try to see what he can do. If he can get enough momentum at the end of the backstretch, each time he starts a move to the inside in turn three, and here comes Hamlin again.
Briscoe goes to the top, Hamlin goes to the middle, Larson goes to the top. It's starting to develop into a three-car breakaway. Chase Briscoe's lead at the start-finish line, four car lengths over Denny Hamlin, the same separation back to Larson in third.
And Larson right now is the man on the move. He's turned that four-car separation down into just a couple as they hit the midway mark in turn one and two. Kyle Larson is on the move.
Chevrolet trying to track down a couple of Toyotas. He's got Denny Hamlin first up in the sights, and here he comes. Here's Larson. He drives it deep right down next to the white line.
And that red, white, and blue Chevrolet goes to the bottom, drifts up the racetrack on exit of turn four. Looked like Larson had to roll out of the throttle just a bit. Hamlin will get away with the advantage. Further back, Ross Chastain is on the move. He'll have a bold move to the bottom side of the front stretch on Ty Gibbs.
He looks to the inside, goes side by side into turn number one. Chastain about a groove up off the bottom of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs ripping the fence up high, give the spot to Ross Chastain.
That'll move Chastain up into the eighth position. Ty Gibbs is now in ninth. William Byron completes the top 10.
The leaders race off turn number four. When they come to the line, they will have completed nine laps of the Hollywood Casino 400. The opening stage, total of 80 in duration, 71 laps to go in this opening stage. The leaders are back in the corner.
And with the plan continues to be the pole sitter, Chase Briscoe. He's got five car lengths in hand over Denny Hamlin. Larson now is dropped back by about seven car lengths.
He still has a margin of eight car lengths or so back to Chase Elliott, who rides in the fourth position. And then another 10 car lengths back of Elliott, Tyler Reddick is fifth.
Reddick has a pretty good car, gained a few positions on the opening couple of laps to the tone of seven spots he's gained. However, he's not the biggest climber here in the opening 10 laps of the race. That belongs to Austin Cindric. The Team Penske driver, having to come from the back of the field, has gained 10 positions since the drop of the green flag just 10 laps ago. Todd, he's a driver that you highlighted yesterday in our practice and qualifying coverage about how good that car was on a longer run.
Yeah, I really felt like in practice that he just held on to pace. He could move around the racetrack, actually pass some cars as he made his way through a 20-lap run and put himself in position, drove away from some really competitive playoff cars. I think they had speed in it. Unfortunately, had the issue qualifying, got into wall off of four, but has driven forward several positions here. Chris Milner, what do you got?
Well, to follow up on that, Todd, we know the long run was good based off practice, but Austin told me this morning in the transporter that I'm going to have to be unusually aggressive here at the start because we are starting at the back. Remember, the goal for them today is to get as many stage points as we can to leave here not in as big of a deficit as they were coming in. So Austin knew he had to get up on the wheel, try to crack at least the top 15 if he can get close to it in stage one, and then focus on playoff points from there in stage points. So Austin doing what he needed to do, but he even told the crew over the radio before they took the green, I have to be aggressive, and I'm going to do it for you here in the early parts of this race.
He is up to the 26th position after having completed 12 laps.
DIYers, ever start a project thinking that this'll be quick, only for it to be anything but? We've all been there, and that's why you need Craftsman, DIYer's most trusted brand. Craftsman's V20 battery works across drills, saws, trimmers, mowers, and over 100 other products from the house to the backyard and beyond. No dead stops, no refuels, just grab, swap, and get it done. Because your project might fight back, but your tools shouldn't. Head to Craftsman.com to learn more. Craftsman, build on.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible smokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
No changes in the top five while we were away. Chase Briscoe continues to lead. Denny Hamlin right there behind him in second with Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and Tyler Reddick rounding out the top five. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
17 laps complete, continuing under the green flag of the Hollywood Casino 400. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
So we work under the green flag. Lap number 18 will go on the board this time by Chase Briscoe. Our pole sitter has led every one of them. However, Denny Hamlin has not let Chase get away. He's only back by 2.5 car lengths or so. That'll fluctuate by a car length here and there. Hamlin is second. Kyle Larson is third. Chase Elliott is fourth. Tyler Reddick rounds out the top five.
Running sixth right now is Christopher Bell. Carson Hocevar is seventh. Ross Chastain is eighth. Ninth is Ty Gibbs, and William Byron right now is in 10th.
Running 11th is Eric Jones on the racetrack. 12th on the speedway is Noah Gregson. As the battle for the lead flares up again at the start-finish line, Hamlin gets a good pull here off turn four, headed to one.
The gap between first and second has yo-yoed a bit from lap to lap, but Denny Hamlin's on the attack once again. He'll look to the inside of Chase Briscoe. Got a good run. They're side-by-side in the backstretch.
Here comes Hamlin. He keeps the run going as they come off the end of the back straightaway. Hamlin with a fin out in front. Now he clears with the lead. Denny Hamlin takes charge at Kansas.
He will clear Chase Briscoe and immediately slide across the nose of Chase Briscoe, and Denny Hamlin will become the second different leader of the Hollywood Casino 400. He leads the 20th lap, headed back to the corner.
And that clean air has done wonders for that number 11 Toyota. The sport clip machine immediately pulls away by five car lengths as they exit turn two.
Continues to build on the lead. Hamlin does on the backstretch. In the meantime, Kyle Larson still back in third. Larson is trying to reel in Briscoe to try to challenge for second.
As they come back off the high lane of turns three and four, that is part of Kansas allure. You can run the bottom, the middle, the top, and anywhere in between. Dave, what are you seeing here in the opening 20 laps?
All of that and a little bit more, Alex. I would say there are four usable lanes of asphalt here. All of them are in full use. At the front of the pack, the front runners, most everyone running up high. As you get back to midfield, you've got some guys that have found what they like. Ross Chastain running about dead center in the racetrack. A couple of the front row motorsports machines, Noah Gregson among them, running right at the bottom of the racetrack.
As we continue to observe the opening laps here at the Hollywood Casino 400, just looking at a couple of drivers that are on the struggle bus to start. Austin Dillon has lost 12 spots since the dropping of the green flag. Bubba Wallace has lost 9 spots. Chris Milner, why is Bubba falling back?
Well, the big reason why, Mike, is he came over the radio and said, I can't finish the exit of the corner. It is plowing tight from about center mark all the way through the remaining of the corner. It just won't turn, and it wants to go up toward the wall. They're telling him Freddie Kraft is spotter to maybe try moving around on lines. But right now, Bubba Wallace struggling aboard that Toyota, a driver that desperately could use a good run here at Kansas, a traditionally good track for them. But I talked to Charles tonight, too, before the race. He said, we may not fire off great. I'm really hoping that over the course of the afternoon, our car gets better. So certainly a struggle so far for Bubba Wallace.
That trip to pit road presented by Jack Link's Duos. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Link's Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today.
Let's pick up the trio that's racing for the eighth position. Ty Gibbs, Chastain, and Byron in front of Kurt.
Here they come. Gibbs to the high side, Chastain to the bottom side, and Byron closing in.
William Byron running the red, white, and blue paint scheme. Ross Chastain in a bright orange and black car. Red and white on board for the Toyota, leading this trio to one.
Gibbs and Chastain have played hot potato with that position over the last 7, 8, 10 laps. For the moment, the advantage goes to Ty Gibbs. Chastain's got a hip pocket full of William Byron.
Byron started to move to the inside, then he changed lanes back up to the high side, coming off of turn number two. This time by in turn three, it's Chastain who works the middle lane.
It's really interesting for me. I've watched this race, and we talk about Kansas and how much it's been a top-wall dominant racetrack. It seems like the spring race showed this, and I'm seeing it today. There's more and more guys that are committing to getting the left side tires down on that white line on the bottom, like that paint actually has grip on it as the surface is worn away. This racetrack, they're racing all over the surface.
25 laps are complete here in the Hollywood Casino 400. Denny Hamlin is the race leader. Chase Briscoe and Kyle Larson round out the top three.
Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway is proud to be your local destination for live sports wagering. Whether you're looking for a great place to eat, the hottest slot machines, or the friendliest dealers, Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway has you covered. Along with Penn Play member rewards, Hollywood Casino is your best bet before, during, and on every NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway. Hollywood Casino, Penn Play, and Kansas Speedway, a winning combination.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Problems continue for Bubba Wallace. Just got passed by not one but two cars on the front stretch here as Josh Berry and Zane Smith just went flying by. Bubba Wallace now has given up 10 positions since the drop of the green flag, which was just 28 laps ago. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your health care should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Kansas Speedway, find your fun at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Experience nonstop thrills and blockbuster winning on the hottest slots and table games. Don't miss the breathtaking view of the track while grabbing a bite to eat from turn two. Only at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Your place to play in KC. The battle for second is in front of Dave Moody.
And Kyle Larson just pulled a slide job on Chase Briscoe. A couple of former dirt trackers getting a little dirty. Larson takes the spot on the back stretch.
Here he comes, Larson does, with that second position now, back into turn three. got a lot of ground to make up to try to chase down the leader, Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin is all but gone right now as he flies by start finish. His lead has grown to 2 full seconds over now. Kyle Larson up to the second spot. Chase Briscoe falls to third. Chase Elliott is fourth, and Tyler Reddick rounds out the top five as 32 laps go on the board. Todd, we chatted a bit as we look up over turn four. One car peels off the racetrack, comes to pit road. It's Bubba Wallace. We've been talking about his problems since the drop of the green flag. He's lost 12 spots with a plowing tight race car. Bubba Wallace on pit road. Chris Wilner.
And crew chief Charles and Ike just couldn't wait any longer. His driver comes off here on lap number 32. It'll be a four-tire change and a significant air pressure adjustment for the 2311 Toyota. So Bubba the first to peel off here with an ill-handling race car. Clean pit stop. He's down and away.
And he talks about that major air pressure adjustment, trying to free their car up. Green flag pit stops will make these cars freer as well, as we've got the two car, Austin Cindric, peeling off the racetrack, along with another guy behind him.
And Austin Cindric has been quiet on the radio. Remember, started at the back, but it's been marching his way through the field. They're not going to make any major adjustments, according to crew chief Brian Wilson, but routine four-tire change for the discount tire Ford Mustang. Already on the left side. Fuel can is in. He'll be down and away. A.J. Allmendinger is also in. He's going to have a routine four-tire change. Sunoco Fuel is engaged. He's down and away.
34 laps are complete, and we begin the cycle of green flag pit stops. Bubba Wallace has been to pit road. So has Austin Cindric. So as A.J. Allmendinger, here come Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Justin Haley, and Joey Logano. These stops taking place at lap 34. Back to Chris.
And Joey Logano complaining of a loose handling car, said I can't get it up to the wall. It just wants to skate sideways. So a crew chief, Paul Wolf, offered an instruction to change air pressures to help with that turn. Joey Logano for Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel down and away. Stenhouse Jr.'s in and already away for a four-tire change, and more cars headed to Steve Post.
And Christopher Bell is in. He had a little bit of a dust-up with the wall. No harm, no foul. In fact, the car was one of the fastest on the racetrack on the long run. So he's in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Alex Bowman brings his car into the attention of the crew. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel as well for the Alex Bowman car. Down and away, Tyler Reddick also getting pit service here on lap number 36.
Chase Elliott already completed his service. Four tires, air pressure, and fuel. Also, Carson Hocevar was in having a good day. Nearly collided with Eric Jones, who came to his stop here on pit road. Eric Jones already four tires complete. Fuel is engaged, and it's gone and away. More cars, including Ross Chastain, headed to Steve Post.
Ross Chastain bringing his car into the attention of the crew. Pretty happy with that automobile. Same with Kyle Larson. He's in getting four tires and fuel. Very first pit box, Chase Briscoe. He needs a little help getting down into the corners, specifically turn number one. So Chase Briscoe is in. Denny Hamlin's crew is on the wall. And others getting pit service. As a matter of fact, here comes Denny Hamlin into the attention of his crew. A little bit loose, a little edgy is what Denny Hamlin said, especially when he got on front. Slides into his pit box. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel for Denny Hamlin. Chris Wilner.
William Byron already down and away the lap prior. Here's Ty Gibbs with a four-tire change in Sunoco Fuel. Felt like he was comfortable, just needed help with turn. They made a slight adjustment there. He's already down and away. His routine green flag pit stops here on lap 37.
Cole Custer now makes the move onto the pit lane at lap 37. Denny Hamlin has not lost the lead in this cycle of green flag pit stops. He came late while others came early. Matter of fact, Denny came three laps later than everybody else. Denny stopped at lap 37. Now, the lead will change hands as Josh Berry will cycle to the top of the leaderboard. He has yet to come to pit road. Neither has Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Daniel Suarez, Todd Gilliland. Riley Herbst is on the pit lane right now, awaiting Cody Ware as well, as green flag pit stops continue in the Hollywood Casino 400.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Blaney is on the pit lane. So is Daniel Suarez, Todd Gilliland, and Austin Dillon. That turns the lead to Brad Keselowski at lap 40 from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We are just about at the end of the first cycle of green flag pit stops in the Hollywood Casino 400. Brad Keselowski has cycled to the lead. Once Brad makes his pit stop, then that will return the lead to Denny Hamlin. Here's a look at who's getting it done out on the track right now. Presented by Craftsman, your yard isn't overgrown. It's ripe with potential. Conquer whatever it throws at you with the Craftsman V20 Brushless RP Outdoor lineup. More runtime, better performance, and fewer frustrations. See Craftsman.com for details. Todd, what do you think?
Well, I really have to compliment Denny Hamlin. The ability to run up to his teammate, run in his wake, got himself out to a lead, came a lap later than Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson did jump him on the racetrack, but Denny, in the cycle here, got him back, run himself back out to the lead. The 11 team, get it done.
They absolutely are. There's a pretty good race ongoing. Now, Brad Keselowski's being scored the race leader by 5 full seconds. However, he has yet to come to pit road. As I look over at the entrance to pit road right now, here comes Brad. He'll give up the race lead. That'll turn it back over to Denny Hamlin. Larson is second, but Dave, third, fourth, and fifth. That's where Briscoe, Reddick, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott are. That is a mess.
It's been a real hornet's nest, although Chase Briscoe has done his best to extricate himself from that. Now it's Christopher Bell to the inside on Tyler Reddick, side by side.
Here's Reddick. He had been working at the bottom of the corners. This time on the backstretch, he's wide, coming back into turn number three. Tyler Reddick challenged by Christopher Bell.
Talking about the race for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Coming off the corner, that is where Bell and Reddick and Elliott go at it. That, of course, is behind Chase Briscoe in third. Todd had mentioned a moment ago, Alex, how Kyle Larson jumped Denny Hamlin by a lap. Well, Denny Hamlin tracked Kyle Larson down, passed him, and is now pulled away by almost a second in the last three laps. That Toyota of Denny Hamlin is strong here this afternoon in the early going.
Yeah, when we heard from him yesterday in our practice and qualifying show, he said he felt like the car was okay, but it just needed a little bit more. They were going to put their heads together yesterday evening, try to figure out what kind of changes they could make to the race car. Looks like whatever they've done has agreed with them on this hot, sunny day here in Kansas.
So while we have the opportunity, we've just cycled through the first round of green flag pit stops. Give you a full field rundown. Let you know where your driver's racing. Denny Hamlin reassumes the lead. Matter of fact, he's led 21 of the 47 laps so far this afternoon. Kyle Larson is second. Chase Briscoe is third. Christopher Bell's fourth. Tyler Reddick is fifth. Chase Elliott is sixth. Seventh is Carson Hocevar. Ty Gibbs is eighth. Chris Buescher is ninth. And William Byron is tenth.
Ross Chastain is 11th. Alex Alex Bowman is currently 12th, and Cody Ware is 13th. Nice run for Cody Ware here early on. However, he's yet to make a pit stop. Bubba Wallace is 14th. He was the first one to come to pit road under green conditions. Ryan Preece is 15th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 16th. Zane Smith is 17th. Joey Logano from the back of the field is up to 18th. Noah Gregson, 19th, and Austin Cindric is 20th.
Justin Haley is 21st. John Hunter Nemechek is 22nd. 23rd is A.J. Allmendinger. 24th is Ryan Blaney. 25th is Josh Berry. Riley Herbst runs 26th. Eric Jones is 27th. Kyle Busch is 28th. And the final car on the lead lap, Ty Dillon, is one lap down in 29th, with Cole Custer in 30th.
Brad Keselowski is 31st. Daniel Suarez, 32nd. Todd Gilliland is 33rd. Austin Dillon, 34th. Michael McDowell is 35th. J.J. Yaley, 36th. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 37th.
That checking of the leaderboard brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get real, unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless.
Under green with 30 laps to go in the opening stage and Denny Hamlin in control.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Kyle Larson, who is second, is beginning to run down the race leader, Denny Hamlin, yet again. They work their way over into turns three and four. Some cars at the tail end of the field. As a matter of fact, here's Larson, Mike, going for the race lead.
Larson's going to take a peek coming off the corner because Denny gets hemmed up with the lap car of Kyle Busch at the line. The Cheddar Chevrolet of Kyle Busch to the outside. Here comes Denny Hamlin. He'll open up the inside line against the lap traffic in one.
It's been a rough afternoon so far for Kyle Busch. He's fought very, very hard to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. Denny Hamlin to the inside, still can't get him clear.
Kyle Larson working to the bottom side of turn number two onto the backstretch. Works back up toward the outside line. Now he's down low. Hamlin moving forward off the corner.
And that'll enable Kyle Larson just to slip back just a couple of car lengths as they both try to negotiate the lap car of Kyle Busch. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Kansas Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Car, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com.
Caution flag number one is flying over the Hollywood Casino 400 for a problem in front of Kurt Becker.
It was Cody Ware. His Ford came high in the banking off the end of the back straightaway. bounced the car off the safer barrier in turn three, bounced it off the safer barrier again as he approached turn four, dropped down off the banking and worked his way toward pit road.
And he's damaged the red, white, and blue Evel Knievel Museum Ford. And sadly, that right side of that race car looks kind of like an Evel Knievel landing in some of his jumps that he's had in his career.
Hopefully not as many broken parts as there were broken bones in that career. So when that caution flag came out, we were in commercial break, and all of a sudden I hear this, from Todd Gordon at the other end of the broadcast booth. Crew chief, why do you like this caution flag?
Adds a lot of stress to all these crew chiefs on pit road. We've all taken a set of tires, and really at this point, most guys came 35, 36, 37. We're at lap 56 now. They're going to have to come to pit road. We only have two extra sets. We're going to use one of them up here. It's going to put you tight on sticker tires.
Pit lane is closed at the moment, so the field will work right on by the opening of pit road as the NASCAR AMR safety team goes to work out. You just inspect the racetrack and clean up a little bit of debris as Cody Ware was able to drive that wrecked race car back to pit road.
Matter of fact, a wrecker is going to come out from behind the wall and attach itself to the Cody Ware car, so we'll be under caution for at least the next lap or so. He did the right thing. He brought the car to the pit box, but the problem is he can't remove that car from the pit box, so he's going to need some assistance in doing that, and the crew is on the scene to aid in that enterprise.
Big question now, crew chief Todd Gordon. If you're down there on top of the pit box, you have your qualifying scuff tires laying down there that you can use here in the race.
Yes.
We're under caution. We're going to anticipate at least three, maybe four more laps of caution, maybe five. Who knows? Which could take us down to just a 17, 18 lap run to the end of the stage. Do you consider putting on your scuffs?
You could. It depends on what your situation is. I think if I've got to score points, if I'm below the cut line, no, I'm putting stickers on. I'm hoping the rest of this race goes green, and I still have that set of stickers left in stage three. I hope stage two goes straight through with one stop. If I'm in a position, I guess I could think about scuffs, but I don't think that many guys will do that this early. Knowing we had two extra sets, this is using one. If we had it happen again in stage two, I think that scuff play comes bigger into the window.
Is it a foregone conclusion that everybody is going to come down pit road? Will we see some shenanigans maybe towards the tail end of the lead lap here?
Now, the only one I could see maybe doing that would be Brad Keselowski, who went so deep in the cycle before he came to pit road. Maybe he would think about doing something. I guess he'll have to take the waiver round probably from a lap down position. Outside of that, the latest that I really saw was Ryan Blaney of Competitive Cars at lap 40. We're at lap 57. That's 17 laps into this. It's at least 15 green flag laps. I think everybody's got to come for four tires.
Keep in mind, Eric Jones, on that last green flag cycle of pit stops, came to pit road from just outside the top 10, had a long pit stop, a problem on the right rear. He's the last car on the lead lap now, back in 26. Perhaps he could be that particular car that does something a little bit different in this sequence here. The free pass for this caution should go to Kyle Busch, who has just put a lap down before the crash by Cody Ware.
Alex, I've been reflecting back to our conversations during NASCAR Live Race Day. We're talking about the drivers that we feel would be factors. Well, Denny Hamlin, check. Kyle Larson, check. Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, check. What about Carson Hocevar, Spire Motorsports, running solidly right now in the seventh position?
Yeah, they are. They had a good practice yesterday, obviously a great qualifying spot, and they're able to what I call hold serve, if you put it in tennis vernacular, because a lot of times you have a good qualifying effort, you might not have the race set up exactly where it needs to be, and you fall back at the drop of the green flag. Well, Hocevar and his car has not dropped off. They've been in the back half of the top 10 since the drop of the green flag, now 58 laps into this race. He's being scored in the number 7 spot.
Pit road is open. Right now, we've got some safety equipment on the racetrack just blow-drying the track, or not blow-drying, but you could say removing debris. We'll leave the styling for later in the race. Right now, the open of pit road, it's open, and everybody's angling towards the bottom of the racetrack, including Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson. Everybody that's on the lead lap look like is going to take a chance to come to pit road for some Sunoco Racing fuel and some tires. Chase Elliott, the first to hit his pit stall in front of Chris Wilner.
And he pits from the sixth position. This will be a scuff tire change for Chase Elliott here in this Hendrick Motorsports team. Already on the left side, fuel of Sunoco is through. He's down and away. Ty Gibbs also on scuff tires. Austin Cindric from the back going to put stickers, as is William Byron. All those four tire changes. Kansas City Post.
Ross Chastain's in for Tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. Denny Hamlin is in. That might have been a two-tire stop for Denny Hamlin as he's down and away. Kyle Larson gets four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chase Briscoe still needs a little help in turn number one. He is down with four tires in Sunoco Racing Fuel.
And that is how they're going to come off this set of pit stops here. The top five off of pit road is presented by National Debt Relief. Struggling with credit card debt, National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate with your creditors to reduce the amount you owe. Ready to take back your life? Well, visit nationaldebtrelief.com to get started. The five off pit road. Denny Hamlin with a two-tire change. Kyle Larson, four fresh good years. Christopher Bell, third. Joey Logano, fourth. And Chase Briscoe rounds out the top five off of pit road.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible smokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Back here at Kansas Speedway, lap number 60 goes on the board, 20 laps shy of the end of stage number one as we work the first caution flag of today's race. Tyler Reddick back on the pit road for the second time. We'll follow up with Steve Post in a moment. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Later today, we will select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
As the leaders select the lane to restart in and get the one to go signal, Tyler Reddick was just on pit road for a second time. Steve Post, why?
Well, they decided to make a tire change on the tire change. They put on the first time, they put on sticker tires, and they had a slower pit stop. That put them at the back of the field, made the decision, let's come in and use those scuff tires up. So they've actually got stickers with stickers and a little bit of wear on them, and they put on their scuff tires now, so they're not going to use this set of stickers that have one parade lap on them. They'll tuck them away and put them in the inventory for later in the race.
Yeah, as we talk about it, we talk about those scuffs. That's their qualifying tires. They've got one lap of qualifying on them, but they're a little less grip. That's a second heat cycle on them, but you've already put yourself in a deficit. Save that set of stickers so if we get in one of those races where everybody's got to get to that set, they've got an advantage late in the race.
Yeah, we'll find out how it plays out now, as they're going to need things to kind of go their way here in these final 18 laps of the opening stage as we get closer and closer. Valuable stage points, Mike, are going to be on the line.
Here comes the Toyota safety car onto pit road. The green flag will fly and will leave us 18 laps to go in the opening stage. Remember, Denny Hamlin on two tires, Kyle Larson on four. Green flag back in the air as they make their way through the restart zone. And what a jackrabbit start for Denny Hamlin. He is gone, leaving Larson to race side-by-side with Joey Logano for second.
Logano to the inside, Larson to the outside. Chase Prisco looking three wide around the high line. Prisco's going to go for fourth into a battle for third.
Here's Christopher Bell. He comes away with third. Now he wants more. He changes lanes on the run. He's to the inside of Kyle Larson, trying to grab second.
Meanwhile, behind them, right up the gut, three wide, comes Chase Elliott. He's shot out of a cannon. Passes both Logano and Chase Prisco. Elliott now changes lanes. Three wide for second. Chase Elliott on the move.
Elliott throwing haymakers on this restart. Goes three wide to the bottom. Shoves Christopher Bell up the banking about a car whip. Above him is Kyle Larson. There's still three deep. Elliott goes to second.
Goes rocketing on by. Elliott does up to that second position. Then Kyle Larson. Then Christopher Bell. Joey Logano is in fourth. He's to the inside.
Chase Elliott with an early race flex in the Hollywood Casino 400. Storming around the outside. Storming to the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott now races to second in front of a side-by-side battle for third.
That's where Christopher Bell has shoehorned his way underneath the Kyle Larson machine. Bell to the very bottom of the track. Larson running the extreme outside their nose-to-nose.
They go at it for that third position. Then further back from sixth on back, you've got Chase Prisco, Ross Chastain, Carson Hocevar stacking the three wide.
It's a great race there for the number six, or check that, the number five position as they come up off of turn number four. The battle for sixth is on now as Logano has it. Here comes Ross Chastain and Chase Prisco.
Logano in the fifth spot, Chastain sixth. Carson Hocevar, Chase Prisco in close pursuit. That's a great four-car battle for fifth place.
Here they come onto the back straightaway. This time they will straighten out, go nose to tail. Ty Gibbs will pounce on the opportunity as he gets involved with that battle.
Chase Elliott creeping closer to the front, took a look to the inside of Denny Hamlin for the point, found no room to race. Matter of fact, Chase will follow Denny. One car length of separation for the lead at lap 67.
NASCAR's most popular driver feeling his oats here in the late stages of the stage. He is right on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin, and Larson is on the comeback trail.
They're all chasing Denny Hamlin coming off the end of the back straightaway. Hamlin with the race lead. Here's Chase Elliott. Hamlin to the middle lanes. Elliott to the white line.
Shouldn't be a surprise, Chase Elliott running well here at Kansas. Remember back in the month of May here at Kansas, he was leading late in the race, had a bad pit stop and relegated him to a 15th place finish. He's a man on the move at the front.
Denny Hamlin running midway on the racetrack. Now will drift up to the outside wall, leaves the bottom open for Elliott. Chase will take it, but he can't make the move this time.
He gets back in the line. Kyle Larson still there, back in third. Then a gap of another half dozen car lengths or so. Back to Christopher Bell. Now Kyle Larson, three wide to the bottom.
Here comes Kyle Larson digging hard to the bottom of the racetrack. Had a fender up alongside Chase Elliott coming out of four. Lost the nose. The car slid up. But anyway you shake it, it's a three-car breakaway for the lead in Kansas.
Hamlin by a car length goes up to the top. Right down the middle goes Chase Elliott. Falling back just a little bit this time around. Kyle Larson, two car lengths behind.
That's how they run coming onto the backstretch with Hamlin at the front of the parade. Chase Elliott again testing the waters. Here he comes, drops down to the lower lane off turn four.
And we need to pay this off. This is three different tire strategies in the first three positions. Denny Hamlin on two tires. Chase Elliott took his qualifying scuffs. Kyle Larson on stickers. Joey Logano's hanging around in fifth on two tires as well.
Here's the battle for the lead in front of Tave Moody.
Chase Elliott dive bombs to the inside of the racetrack. Hugging the white line at the bottom. Up top, Hamlin too strong off turn two.
So Elliott will ride in the second position. Back into turn three they go. Hamlin, Elliott, Larson. One, two, three. Headed off the corner.
As the battle for the lead settles down just a tad, all eyes right now are on the battle for fifth. That's where Joey Logano has fallen in the clutches of a side-by-side battle between Ross Chastain and Chase Prisco. That continues off the end of the front straightaway.
Briscoe's got the extreme low line going into turn one. Here comes the slide job up across the nose of Ross Chastain. He'll take the spot, but the Millen man crosses him over off two. two.
Here's Chastain, relegated to seventh, trying to take sixth back away from Case Briscoe. Chastain through the middle lanes of turn four.
Business picking up, down to nine laps to go here in the opening stage of the Hollywood Casino 400. At the front of the field, it continues to be Denny Hamlin with Chase Elliott right there.
Here they come into turn number one. It's about two car lengths between them. Another three back to Kyle Larson. Another four back to Christopher Bell.
He rides in the fourth position, then a dozen car lengths or more back to Joey Logano in fifth position. Ross Chastain has worked his way back up into sixth as they all work off the corner.
So with eight laps to go in the opening stage of the Hollywood Casino 400, Denny Hamlin comes to the line to lead his 34th lap. Chase Elliott right in his hip pocket there in second. Kyle Larson is third. Christopher Bell is fourth, and we continue to watch this ongoing battle for fifth.
Joey Logano's got the position, but Ross Chastain now has battled back. He's fought off the advances of Chase Briscoe right on Logano's back bumper.
Ross Chastain continues to loom larger toward the top five. Here he comes now, trying to break his way into the fifth position. Goes to the outside. Logano drops down low.
Up front, the battle is on for the number two spot between Hendrick Motorsports teammates. Kyle Larson to the inside of Chase Elliott, headed to turn one.
Takes it down below the white line through the dogleg. Now slides back up into the middle lane as they race turns one and two. Elliott up top. Cannot hold him off. Moves Kyle Larson to P2.
He has second with Elliott third, and Christopher Bell just taking all of this in from the fourth position. He begins to close ground on those two. In fact, Bell now will work down to the white line.
Yeah, when Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott got going at it for the second spot, that allowed Christopher Bell to close in. Matter of fact, Larson is away with second. Chase Elliott's hands are full with Bell in that race for third.
Christopher Bell right up on the back bumper of Elliott, this time through turn one and two. Chase is going to run the middle of the racetrack. The top will go to Christopher Bell. He's closing in off two.
Trying to take third from Chase Elliott, who still has the position, but for how long? Here's Bell again. Bell closes in, racing their way off turn four.
Further back, challenge and change for the number five spot. Ross Chastain able to get by Joey Logano. Logano's got his hands full now as he looks in the mirror. Chase Briscoe is there. He's all over Logano trying to gain that position. Meanwhile, they're getting after it for third.
Yeah, and every one of those positions meets a critical stage point for some of those playoff drivers. Behind them, they were three wide momentarily. Chris Buescher goes to the bottom and takes a spot from Zane Smith.
That will move Buescher up into the eighth position as they come off the end of the back straightaway. Carson Hocevar is part of that battle as well.
Leaders come off the corner. When they come to the line, it'll be four laps to go. In stage number one, Ross Chastain just took a spot from Joey Logano. Joey taking exception to that. Would love to take it back, but he can't get tangled up with Chastain because Chase Briscoe's breathing down his neck.
Joey's got to be offensive and defensive all at the same time. He's going to go to the bottom to try and bypass Chastain. Can't get it done. Briscoe right there behind him.
So you got Chastain straight ahead if you're Logano. Then he checks the rear view, and there's Briscoe. Logano goes to the bottom side. The other two to the top side.
Three laps to go in the opening stage of the Hollywood Casino 400. Hamlin is the leader. 10 car lengths back is Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott goes third. Christopher Bell fourth. And fifth still up for grabs.
That's where the action is right now. Ross Chastain in the fifth position. Here comes Briscoe. He'll dive bomb to the inside of Joey Logano. Slide back up the banking. Move Briscoe to sixth, but maybe not for long.
Here's Logano. He comes fighting right back to the inside of Chase Briscoe. Gets a fender out in front of him for the sixth position. Logano making it work to the inside.
Logano glued to the bottom of the racetrack, but Chase Briscoe pins that Toyota Camry to the top of the racetrack in the safer barrier. At the line, Briscoe's got the momentum. He's got the advantage. Chase Briscoe will take position six from Logano.
About as much fun as you can have behind the wheel of a race car. They are just changing lanes, lobbing slide jobs at each other, crossing each other over. For the moment, Briscoe will take control of that spot.
All the while, Denny Hamlin continues to lead. He's already headed off turn four.
He is. On the middle of the racetrack is Denny Hamlin. Down to the line, we begin the final mile and a half of stage number one. Hamlin comfortably by eight car lengths over Kyle Larson.
Plenty of open asphalt behind him between himself and Kyle Larson. Then another 10 or 12 back to Chase Elliott. Try to fend off the advances of Christopher Bell.
Here's Bell, takes a look to the inside of the Chase Elliott machine. Elliott, though, will hang on to the third position. The leader, Denny Hamlin, works to the high side in turn four with Kyle Larson second.
Here he comes out of turn number four. The green and white checkered flag is waving at the start-finish line. Denny Hamlin will aim that Toyota right at the bottom of the racetrack and take that green and white checkered flag, and he has won stage one of the Hollywood Casino 400. That is his fifth stage win of the season and his first since Pocono back in the summer. Kyle Larson comes across the line in second. Chase Elliott's third. Christopher Bell's fourth. And Ross Chastain finishes in fifth. Chase Briscoe is sixth. Joey Logano seventh. Chris Buescher was eighth. Zane Smith ninth. And Carson Hocevar are the top 10 finishers of the opening stage presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
I do think that if you always are scared to make the big moves, you're just always going to be following the person that did.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Reddick slides up the racetrack. Briscoe gets away off turn four.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Caution flag number two is flying over the Hollywood Casino 400. Denny Hamlin just picked up the stage win. The field's in turns three and four right now. At least one more lap before pit road is open. And everybody that chooses to do so can come down and take service. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back at Kansas Speedway, pit road is open, and we expect everybody on the lead lap to come down and take tires and Sunoco Racing fuel. These pit stops will take place at lap 83. Stage 2 will begin shortly, and right now the field is lined up behind the pace car, awaiting for their time and trip to pit road.
As they make their way to the entrance to pit road right now, indeed, it looks like all the lead lap cars will drop below the line, get inside the commitment orange box to driver's right, and pit stops begin with Chris Wilner.
Stage number one, third place finisher Chase Elliott on those qualifying stuff said, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but we're getting better. Alan Gustafson going to put sticker tires on four Goodyear Eagles going aboard that Chevrolet. Candace Sunoco fuel on the left side. Carson Hocevar finished top 10, happy with the race car, free on entry and on exit, four tires, air pressure, as well as Joey Logano on the two tires said, we need to go back. I need to be freed up on four tires. That's the call from Paul Wolf. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Steve Post.
Well, it's a four-tire stop for Ross Chastain. Pretty happy with that car. Pretty steady run. Also, Denny Hamlin, four tires, Sunoco racing fuel as well. I believe it looks like Christopher Bell went with a two-tire stop and the Tyler Reddick disaster.